Mike in Livermore, California. You're on with Professor Ward.
Art, you've made my day now. I finally got through to you.
Good.
Listen, let's get back to what the last caller was talking about and the cyclical of it. What about the sun and the fact that it's heating up the Earth's core, and from that we're getting more volcanic activity, and can that be correlated to any of the CO2 that the rise? Because we did have some major volcanic activity in the 1800s that you're talking about when the rise started happening.
Yeah, the sun is getting warmer. I mean, that's absolutely true. It's 33% more energetic. More energy comes from it and hits the Earth now than it did when the Earth was formed. But the volcanic activity is really independent of the sun. Although it warms the planet, it doesn't warm the deep parts of the planet that would cause volcanic activity. That's all the radioactive stuff.
But what about the atmosphere, though?
Well, it's still not enough to get down. It's a trivial rise in atmosphere. You know, it's hideous to us. But if the atmosphere is like 40 degrees Fahrenheit or 60 degrees Fahrenheit, doesn't matter. It's not going to heat up rocks deep down in any way close enough to cause any more volcanic.
Yes, okay. But what about the sun as an agent in what we're calling global warming?
Now that's a much better question.
Okay.
One of the most relevant and interesting critiques of all is, could the global warming cycles that we're seeing actually be related not to carbon dioxide, but to solar cycles themselves? And this has been the last year, there's been a lot of give and take on this particular one. And on the surface of it, it seems like a pretty good criticism. But we do not see records, at least records that we can relate back to. When people have been watching sunspots, for instance, for the last 150 years or more, we don't see, for instance, anything that correlates sunspot activity, and we know sunspots themselves are correlated to the sun's activity of becoming quiescent and then becoming more stormy and going quiescent.
Yes.
Those don't relate. They don't correlate at all to the climate cycles that we see in the planet. Now, maybe we have pulses of the sun that were more energetic before human history, before we've had a record of it. Well, we just can't answer that one. But at least the solar people that I know, and I've asked them explicitly, and they say, no, I don't think so.